The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman, along with Janet Cimarelli, and I believe that Janet will be on the air with me momentarily. Janet, good morning.
Janet is here. Good morning, Al. Good morning, all of our listeners to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour.
And you're right now up at the Greenlands location.
Not today. Today, I am vacationing. So I am talking to you from the beautiful sunny shores of New Jersey. Come down the shore.
How very, very nice that is, especially at this time of the year.
That's true. Having a very nice time.
How's the heat down there?
Well, it should be probably very similar to what it's like in Florida today. It's about 90. It'll go down to high 70s or low 80s this evening. But the sun is shining. The breeze is blowing off the Atlantic, and we're having a fun time.
Well, that's great. I know that you have family there, and you went to visit them. And I'm sure that there is nothing finer than being around family, especially in the summertime.
Oh, we are having a fabulous time. I have my granddaughter who just finished her classes for summer school and did very nicely, and we're all very happy. And so she can do a little bit of rest and relaxation. And then her little brother, my grandson, he's 3 years old and just as sharp as can be, and we're having a fabulous time with him.
That's great. I know that during yesterday's Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, the last part of it, we were speaking about different levels of stress. And we left off with a married couple with kids and the amount of stress that goes on in their lives, both between the couple as well as the kids. And if we could just finish that up, Janet, we can move on to the next area of ages that affect people in stress, because we know that stress overall is not good for the body, not in the least. It requires a drainage of much energy, and it requires a drainage possibly of all the good things that you do for your body because of the stress factor. So it is not very, very pleasant. And unfortunately, in life, during different ages, as we grow up from the youngsters that we are born at birth up until the later years in life, which may be in the 80s, 90s, or even hundreds, we're all faced with a little bit of stress. And it's what we do and how we handle that stress that plays an important role in our overall well-being. So if we can just take a step back and remind our listeners that we were speaking about a couple with children, what happens when they're that younger age before they start growing up, as you have found through your years with your children, and I have found through the years with my children? So let's go back to the stage where they're a couple with kids, whether they have one kid, two kids, three kids, four kids. And you did make a very strong statement, which I think makes a lot of sense. And that is that kids are very, very observant. And you can't close their minds to what is going on around them.
they certainly are picking up so many things. When we think that they're occupied with a video game or something that they're watching on television, or even if they're reading a book, and we think they're concentrating on what they're doing, and we are free to speak our minds, so to speak, and that saying, little pitchers have big ears. So that's one of the things that I think we have to be mindful of, that they are always very observant. They are taking in all of the words that are coming out of our mouths. So in times of stress, when you might be thinking about letting loose and getting rid of some of that stress through inappropriate expressions, hopefully this little line will help you put a lid on it. And at some further time, that's when you can express whatever stress-induced sensations you might be experiencing. So you were talking about drainage and how the stress absolutely drains our energy, and it is true. So it's critically important for us to understand that we need to have means of neutralizing stress, managing the stress, however you want to put it. But number one on the list for neutralizing that drain of energy induced by stress is sleep. And so you say, okay, well, I'm so stressed. How am I going to get a good night's sleep if I'm so stressed? There are so many natural substances that are going to be helpful to allow you to maintain a good night's sleep. From Cal Formulas, there is an elderberry and melatonin liquid from the Rescue Remedy folks. They have a fabulous Rescue Sleep spray and a sleep tablet that dissolves on your tongue. So these are very gentle but extremely effective approaches for minimizing the effect of stress and allowing you to get a good night's sleep. And then, again, you mentioned that drainage, Al, and there is a formula from Zymogen called Drainage. Some people in their wisdom call it drainage. However, this liquid formula is a homeopathic, and this homeopathic will allow your body to move out the negative chemicals that tend to have been produced by your body in response to stress. So if you think that you have ongoing stress in your life, if you think that the stress, the emotional, psychological stress might be exacerbated by coffee or sugar or other substances that you might move toward during the course of your day, drainage from Zymogen, an awesome homeopathic cleansing formula, very gentle but very effective. So a good night's sleep, a melatonin elderberry combination, the Rescue Sleep, and certainly Zymogen drainage. And then, Al, I'm going to toss the discussion back to you, and you might want to talk a little bit about the benefits of exercising for neutralizing stress.
Well, there's no question that exercise plays an important role in relieving stress, Janet. I do want to add a few things to what you had just said about some of the different formulas for stress. And I know that yesterday we touched upon some homeopathic formulas for kids, in addition to the homeopathic formulas for adults. So you have to keep that in mind that you can give children. Would you venture to say, based upon your experience, Janet, with either Highlands or that product line called SIDDA, S-I-D-D-A, that kids at the youngest age, or possibly even 6 months old, can take in different homeopathic remedies based upon what the company's recommending on the label? Have you been able to look into those different formulas to see at some of the age levels they're dealing with?
I absolutely agree that babies as young as 6 months, possibly even younger if needed, can be benefited by using those homeopathic formulas. If you have a baby that has a little bit of colicky tummy trouble, there are excellent homeopathic formulas from Highlands for specifically the digestive system. I will mention that my youngest client was 2 weeks old.
Wow.
And my and this very young client was not able to keep any nourishment down. And we began by using some homeopathic formulas as well as a probiotic specifically formulated for infants. And now there's a company, a very high quality company for probiotic formulas called Natron. And Natron has the formulas for babies, specific formulas for infants. And with the homeopathics and the Natron infant formulas, in just 2 days, that baby's situation was turned around and digestion began working beautifully. So these homeopathic formulas, they might be frowned upon by some mainstream practitioners. And those mainstream practitioners say, well, there's nothing in it. There's very specific scientific explanation for how these formulas work. They're very appropriate, non-toxic, and efficient when you're dealing with a young baby, a human of very, very small size. Those homeopathics are efficient, they work well, and there is no danger to using them.
Well, one other important thing people have to consider in dealing with homeopathic remedies, that they've been around for hundreds of years, long before pharmaceuticals and even long before supplements, as we know them today, were being used. So they are, over the term of many, many years, extremely safe. And as you pointed out, of course, very, very effective. So it's something that people should definitely consider. And along with the adult parents, the husband and wife with the child or the two children or the three, as many as they have, to relieve their stress, there's no question exercise is most important. And I think one of the easiest things to do, and I believe works extremely well, is everybody should be having dinner at the same time, which means that the husband and wife adjust their lifestyle to have the kids around them while they're eating dinner, so that the sleeping period becomes a little bit easier. And what people may want to consider doing is, if they have a dinner, let's say it's 6 or 6:30, is take themselves and their kids out for a walk. Now, we realize that if you're up north in the middle of December, January, February, it may not be conducive to doing that. However, there may be things that the parents can think of in the house, or if they do belong to a health club or a gym, it may be something they may want to consider taking themselves to, getting a babysitter, and let the babysitter take care of the kids, and they should take care of themselves by going to the gym. Sometimes you have to be a little selfish, and maybe that's one of the cases that you have to look at. I know we're coming up on an intermission, Janet, so I'll let you take us to the break, and then I will continue when we come back.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be right back after these messages.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune in every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'll be available for nutrition counseling sessions at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and we will keep you updated on construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the Penn Dutch Center.
Health and happiness are high priority. but so is the health of your budget. That is where Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers addresses all of your health and nutrition needs with EDLP. Everyday low pricing. No need to wait for special sales. Every day of the week, you can find the health-supporting items you have come to rely on at the prices that fit your pocketbook. Want more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and I am joined with Janet Cimarelli, who right now is enjoying herself with family members at a location in Belmar, New Jersey, right down at the Jersey Shore. Great place. Janet, we were speaking about the stress level in adults having young children, and I had pointed out that some form of exercise is definitely most beneficial for them to deal with. If they live in a climate, especially in the summertime, they should try and get out for a little exercise walking in the evening, which will also do the kids a lot of good, because I guess one of the worst things that kids can experience is a restless night's sleep. So you want to get them into the habit of eating the dinner at the proper time with you, and then, of course, getting them ready to go to sleep so they get up in the morning nice, rested, and refreshed. And I think this applies to parents as well. And I know we did discuss some of the fine remedies, and I think GABA was one of the most popular supplements that we have both used and have dealt with over the years in helping relax the body. There are many, many great stress formulas by a whole host of different companies that you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Store in Margate when we open in November that helps people deal with stress. And it could be as little as one capsule of B-Stress PM from Solaray, or as little as a sublingual melatonin from Source Natural, which may only have 1 milligram or 2.5 milligrams, that you put under your tongue. It dissolves naturally while you're sleeping. The other preparation could be one that you would take an hour or a half hour prior to going to sleep, which helps relax the body as well. But a good night's sleep is most important to help deal with stress. Do you find, Janet, that there is a difference between stress and anxiety?
A critically important question, and yes, indeed, the anxiety aspect, if you are terribly worried about something and that leads to an almost constant feeling of tension and shakiness, inability to concentrate on anything else, these overwhelming anxious thoughts come into your mind, and it's a difficult issue to deal with. And GABA is one of the substances that does do the job with minimizing the experience of anxiety. And so in addition to the GABA, and we mentioned the homeopathic formulas, there are very specific formulas from, there's one from King Bio called Anxiety and Nervousness. And King Bio is a very interesting homeopathic manufacturer. The formulas have all of the different strengths of the homeopathic remedies in one formula. And the idea behind that is if your body needs a very strong formula that is available in the one product that you've taken, and as your body begins to adjust and normalize in function and you need a lower intensity strength, that lower intensity is in that same formula. So a liquid spray that's very easy to use, a small enough bottle that you can carry in your pocket or purse, 3 sprays 3 times a day is the general recommendation for the King Bio homeopathic formulas, and that anxiety nervousness formula works like a charm. You mentioned about going out to have a little bit of a walk when the weather is pleasant. And then you also mentioned, okay, having a babysitter and going to the gym for mom and dad. One of the things that I suggest when the weather isn't right and it isn't necessarily possible to get to the gym, stand in front of your favorite television show. And you can just walk very gently in place. You're getting a little bit of exercise. When you are so inclined, you might do a few jumping jacks in front of the television. You might jog in place in front of the television. And maybe you don't necessarily have a set of all of the different levels of weights. Take some different size water bottles. You might start with just a simple 8-ounce water bottle in each hand and do some upper body arm movements that help to strengthen the muscles. And a little bit of that extra weight from the water bottles, a muscle strengthener, just a little resistance there. There are bands that you are able to, you put one end of the band under your foot, the other in your hand, and that resistance, again, gives you the ability to increase muscle density. So with those very simple techniques, you can achieve an exercise benefit without leaving your health, and possibly you might be just enjoying movement in front of the television. So it's been very inspiring with the Olympics to see what incredible feats our athletes have been able to achieve. And so with that inspiration, let's get up off our sofas and do a little bit of exercise. One of the best stress busters there are.
No question about that, Janet. One more point I would like to bring out, and maybe out of order a little bit in how we're discussing this issue. But if adults, when they reach the age of the 20s and possibly earlier than that, they should develop a foundational supplement approach in their everyday lives. That meaning that these particular supplements, because they're the foundation, should be taken every day of their week and every week of their life as they grow up. And what I'd like to do is put together what you and I think are some of the most important things that people should be taking. And when I look at that particular subject, I think the number one priority, no matter what you're doing, no matter what age you are, in adult life, a multivitamin should be taken as a number one product in your supplement program. And number two, I think with the amount of information that's been gleaned to us over the last 10 years, vitamin D would be another important nutrient that people should be taking as part of the foundation. And we can get into specific amounts as we go on with the show, Janet. And another one that is most critical, in my belief, is fish oils. Some form of DHA and EPA. There are many different fine brands. I happen to like the brand Carlson, and I like Jarro as my two favorites. But there are other companies that produce some great fish products or EPA and DHA products that are all quality and very, very good for your particular body. Then we have the issue of magnesium, another, in my life, an important mineral that people should be taking as part of their daily regimen. And the last thing of the five most important ones to me are coenzyme Q10. I happen to use the ubiquinol form of coenzyme Q10, and I take 600 milligrams a day. So that would be my foundation, Janet. How do you feel in your particular life and your lifestyle? What would you venture to say would be the five most important supplements that you take and that you would recommend to any adult?
Wow. Okay.
I know it's a big subject, and I know I'm putting you on the spot, But we're doing an impromptu show here, and we're trying to pass along information that we have gleaned ourselves over the years and how we treat our bodies.
So, one of the things, you know, I certainly do agree with your recommendations, the ubiquinol form of CoQ10. One of the things that I was thinking as we were discussing stress was possibly the use of PQQ. PQQ being a substance that's going to enhance the ability of the mitochondria within each and every cell of our bodies to function at a very enhanced level, because it is that mitochondria is energized. So one of the things that I like to do is I like to mix it up between the ubiquinol and the coenzyme, the ubiquinol CoQ10 version and the PQQ. The other thing that I think is so very important are the digestive enzymes and the probiotics. When you have a supported and enhanced function of your digestive system, then the ability of your body to absorb the nutrients that you're being so careful to provide every day, then you know that you have the best possibility for absorption of those nutrients. And then the last thing that comes to mind that I think, actually there are two more things. The one thing that comes to mind is greens. I am such a fan of all of the different greens formulas, and it's something that I add to a smoothie. I don't necessarily do it every day, but I do add greens to a smoothie that I make, a protein drink. And sometimes when you hear the word smoothie, you might think a lot of fruit and a sweet drink. Actually, it's more of a protein powder, vegetarian source protein powder. Some people use the whey protein powder. I think that that's a really important choice. Sometimes whey is appropriate for people's digestive system. Other times people don't digest it very well. So you can, as an individual, choose the source of your protein very carefully. It can be egg white protein. It can be pea protein. It could be hemp protein, one of my favorites. Whey protein, rice protein. So there are a lot of different choices out there, and you find the one that is most compatible with your digestive system. And then the, I keep thinking of more and more things. I was going to add just one more, which was zinc, and I love Solaray zinc copper formula. 60 milligrams of the particular form of zinc that has the potential to be most highly absorbable, as well as copper. And you need that ratio, proper ratio being maintained of the zinc and copper in order for those two minerals to function well. And then the last one is something that I think that so many people unfortunately are deficient in, and it is iodine. I talk to so many individuals who are dealing with stress, dealing with anxiety, dealing with headaches, dealing with fatigue, interrupted sleep. If they were to support their bodies with the iodine and possibly some tyrosine and different substances that are supportive of thyroid function, they would feel a lot better.
Janet, hold those other thoughts, because I know we're coming up at intermission. So why don't you take us to the next avenue of breaks.
All right. You're tuned to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Al Foreman, and we'll be right back.
Janet Cimarelli wants to keep you posted on an incredible supplement shopping opportunity coming soon to Margate, 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, just south of Sample Road on the west side of State Road 7. Or otherwise known as 441. You will find a Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center under construction. Stop in and say hello. Get the latest news on EDLP and the great things you will soon find at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. Incredible pricing, knowledgeable vitamin specialists, free nutrition counseling, all coming soon.
Want to keep up to date on progress at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate? you can visit SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. Do you want to find out even more? Go to info@SaveALotNutritionCenters.com and tune in every day for the latest updates on special events coming up at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more about the low, low prices coming soon at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate.
We are back. This is Al Foreman, along with Janet Cimarelli, on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And we are here on WWNN Radio 1470 AM every day, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11. And over the course of the next several months, as you're going to find out, we will be bringing you some very interesting guests to speak about many areas of health and nutrition. And there may be from different perspectives, and there may be from perspectives you may have heard about, and they may be from people that you've heard about or seen or listened to. So we're trying to give to you the best exposure and the most honest exposure that you can ever hope to find when it comes to dealing with health and nutrition, which is what Save-A-Lot is all about. Janet, you mentioned several products for stress as a foundation in people's lives. I've mentioned some. I think the important point that we're trying to bring out to everyone is that you have to find your own. And one of the best ways, of course, is finding your own is dealing and trying different products. Would you say that 90 days would be the appropriate amount of time if people are trying a new product to see if it works for them?
Certainly, it makes very good sense to give it that amount of time. A lot of people come back after a week or two of taking a supplement and say, well, I really haven't had much response from the supplement. But when you begin to delve into the specifics of the issues that they were dealing with, you begin to find that maybe one of the more subtle issues has disappeared. Maybe there has been minimalizing of certain of the other symptoms. So that's one of the reasons when I do counseling sessions with people, I ask them for the areas, the top priorities that they want to address. And then we go into a little bit of detail so I know how frequently they might be experiencing a problem, the intensity of the problem that they're dealing with. And then over a three-month period of time, you should see dramatic changes, but they happen in a very subtle fashion. So day by day by day, there's just a very tiny amount of improvement. And over that entire time period, it adds up to something very significant. So it's important for people to understand that they do need to give the supplement some time to work. And you don't necessarily want things to work overnight. You want to be gentle to your body. Even when you're doing something so positive for your body, it's very helpful if you accept a slower path to conclusion.
As we move on up the ladder in age, Janet, going from the couple with the youngsters up to the couple that have now kids that are going to college, moving on in years. I know how I felt when my two girls left the home. It gave me a very empty feeling. It gave me a feeling that I was missing something in life. But yet it relaxed me to know that I did not have an obligation to make sure that they were either fed at regular times or intervals as we would have liked to have been, that their schoolwork is being done and we're checking on them to make sure it is done, and taking them shopping for clothes. So we are now experiencing different levels of, let's say, anxiety or stress in a more positive manner. Is that how you would describe it when the kids leave the nest?
It's very interesting because I have spoken with many, many parents who experience that very thing that you're describing, Al, the empty nest syndrome. I didn't necessarily experience empty nest. It was exciting to see our kids moving on to the next level of life. And it was exciting for me because instead of being someone who was tied to my children's schedule, I was now able to maintain my own schedule. I branched out, so to speak. So I have to say that it is a very big change in life. And I try to communicate to people the positive aspect that we can absolutely rely on the fact that things are never going to stay the same. Always there is change in our lives. And what we might necessarily look at as a negative change, the truth of the matter is it may be a pathway, a door opening to something more positive. And so to experience that negative, say you enjoyed that past time in your life, and now that was over, and you are moving on. And use your imagination. Create something. Create a new reality. And one of the things that I think helps people create those new realities would be supports to brain function. And I love things like ginkgo biloba. When people talk about stress, one of the things that I sometimes suggest to people is try some ginkgo biloba because your brain function will be so quick, you'll think your way around the stress and you'll move on. Phosphatidylserine, phosphatidylcholine, those things are enhancing to brain function and might just spark your imagination for that new phase in your life.
So your belief is that is when the kids or when you become an empty nester, that your stress level frees up and becomes less, and you're able to do things you couldn't do before, and it improves your overall outlook. Is that what I understand you to say?
Well, it's different for everyone, and I'm saying that change is not always a negative. I don't necessarily think that we do ourselves any favors by referring to ourselves as empty nesters. That means like there's a hole in our lives. And I think that we have great opportunities, fabulous doors to open, places and things and people to explore that we have not had that opportunity before because our focus was very much on creating the best send-off, the best growth opportunities for our kids.
All right, so moving on then, when the empty nesters graduate college, whether they go to college for 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5, 6, 7, or 8 years, at that point, their lives have been changed. They've been out on their own. They function on their own. And they may not have called you for every little thing that they wanted to do or have to do in their lifestyles as they know it going through school in the college years. However, it comes to the next important point, which I think is really has been turned around because most kids who finish college, I'm sorry to use the word kids, but children who finish college look to go on to their career paths as they have chosen them and function on their own. But today, the kids in that category seem to be returning home because of cost of living expenses and because of lack of a job, or because of other situations that have affected their life. That presents another stress level, or would you say that's in the same category?
Wow. Okay. It could be stressful. It could be possibly a disappointment that you thought, okay, I gave these kids such a great send-off and now they're back home. Or it could be a fabulous opportunity for bonding with that child on a completely different level. And when you think about the culture here in the United States, it's vastly different than cultures in other parts of the world. Multiple generations of family live together in other cultures, and it is an enhancement for the younger people. They are able to observe different mechanisms that the older adults have evolved over a lifetime for handling business decisions, financial decisions, personal decisions, and that can be another growth aspect for the younger generation. And for the older generation, one of the parts of that, having the young people around is so energizing, so full of vitality in the household. And I think it's a great opportunity for a family bonding. There's lots of fun to be had. In my view, it doesn't necessarily have to be any kind of a negative. And maybe I sound just a little bit too enthusiastic, too positive, but I honestly do believe that we miss out as a culture on a lot of opportunities because we have this mindset that each generation should have their own household and not live together. And I really do disagree with that.
So your feeling is that is a positive?
I absolutely believe it's a positive. We are culturally conditioned to expect that each generation have their own household. But I think there's a lot to be gained when you have the generations living under one roof. You have to have this perspective that everybody deserves their privacy, not to interfere in people's decision, particularly if it's an adult child. It's important to keep in mind that everybody has their own decision-making approaches. And you, as hopefully an older and wiser individual, might be looking at the younger one and saying, oh, you shouldn't do that. No, better not do that. No, this is the way you should do it. Well, my experience over a lifetime has been that sometimes that advice is appropriate for the person giving it, but the receiver of the advice might not have that same personal dynamic, that same personality to handle a specific path. So I say, let people make their own decisions, and if it is a poor decision, that's how you learn. And if it's their right decision, it's kind of a reinforcement of their own personal power, a reinforcement of confidence.
Well, we're coming up on our last break of the day, and I think the last break will try and cover the rest of the years as adults grow up as to what are some of the things that can decrease the amount of stress that they may be experiencing in life. So, Janet, we'll let you take us to the next intermission.
And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Morelli here with Al Foreman, and we'll be back with more. Stay tuned.
You can find out more about the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers at this website, sav-a-lotnutritioncenters.com. See progress of the store coming together. Check in for pre-opening specials. Learn more about EDLP, the unique saving opportunity of everyday low pricing. You want more information? Go to al@savealotnutritioncenters.com.
Concerned about your health and the health of your family? Tune every weekday morning to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. Janet Cimarelli will be available for nutrition counseling sessions at Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The store will be opening in November, and she'll keep you updated on the construction progress. Located at 3105 State Road 7 in Margate, in the PennDOT Center.
This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And we're speaking about different levels of stress as people get older in life. And just to get off the subject one moment, Janet, I would like to let our listeners know that you're planning on being at Save-A-Lot for a couple hours next week?
Yes. The days that I will be available at Save-A-Lot are Wednesday the 24th, Thursday the 25th, Friday the 26th, and I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center on State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center from 2 to 4, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. So if you'd love to come and have a tour of the store, I'd be happy to show you the progress in the construction process. And if you'd just like to see what some of the fabulous offerings will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, come on over Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week between the hours of 2 to 4, and I'll be happy to say hello and give you a tour.
And we've been blessed enough that we have some sales reps that represent different companies that have left full-size product to give away free to those people coming to visit you, Janet. So they can have their pick of, again, full-size powders you had mentioned, protein powders. We'll have full-size bottles of condition-specific formulas and vitamins and nutrients that they can pick from to take along with them when they see you at the store next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we're glad to do that. Trying to wrap up the issue of stress, I know is very, very difficult because there are all degrees of stress. There are all the parts of life that go into building a family, building careers, and building a lifestyle that you would learn to enjoy as you grow older, and that you have the years after you've worked hard and are now looking to enjoy the retirement years and be blessed with good health. So what would be some of the things that you would recommend to people who are looking ahead that may now be in their 50s, 60s, 70s, or 80s that want to eliminate that stress level or reduce the stress level and try and live a calmer life or a more productive life using less stress? What would be some of the points that you'd like to share with them?
I think one of the things that is so helpful, number one, reducing stress and keeping your body flexible. That's an important issue, I believe. And so Tai Chi, I can highly recommend doing some Tai Chi. Very relaxing, very helpful at staying limber. And that's so many people in their 40s, 50s, and on up are starting to experience pain and stiffness in different joints. And Tai Chi is a very gentle way to maintain the strength of your muscles and keep your joints pain-free and very flexible. The other is, okay, so that's taking care of mind and body, and I would also highly recommend meditation. It is an important aspect of freeing your mind and opening up creativity in yourself that you might not ever have recognized as being present. So I think those are two very important approaches. It becomes more and more difficult as we age to hydrate our cells. So the highest quality water and to be consuming enough water. And you can't imagine how many people, when I'm telling them that they really need to pay attention to drinking more water, they say, but then I'm running to the restroom all the time. So begin very gently. Sips, carry the water bottle with you. Be sipping all through the hours. And you will find that over time, your body is actually able to hold on to that water. And then comes that aspect of structured water. Structured water is going to be able to make it into the cell more efficiently, and that hydration is going to provide a great benefit with regard to getting out the toxins that have accumulated because of cell function, and allowing, because the cell wall, the cell membrane is hydrated, allowing the nutrients in. So hydration, Tai Chi, meditation, hydration. And again, I love those greens. Those greens have such an affinity for your own body chemistry. They deliver nutrients, trace minerals, and so on. Fiber, so important. And then rest. And so many older individuals have difficulty with getting a restful night's sleep. And that's an area that's very personalized. What is the issue that is keeping you from getting a restful night's sleep? And so then we go into the specifics of why a person can't sleep. Are they stressed? Have they had too much caffeine? Have they had too much sugar? Have they not had enough physical movement and exercise over the course of the day? So those are some of the things that you can address as an older person and maintain high levels of function.
Well, I know in your particular case, you've adapted to playing tennis on a frequent basis, probably not only to relieve your stress level, but to improve the overall feeling of your body and maybe give you the feeling that you've accomplished a hobby in life that you have not been able to accomplish prior because you had too many obligations.
The tennis is so much fun, and the enjoyment, because I played doubles tennis, the idea of teamwork, being able to rely on somebody, being very happy that you're able to hold up your part of the team. And certainly the exercise is fun. Being outside in the sunshine is great. The overall camaraderie from a larger group, in addition to the four people that are on your tennis court, there are so many different aspects of the tennis. It is strategy, so you do use your brain. It's physicality, because the more you have strong muscle function, the better your tennis shots can be. So it fulfills a lot of different areas that are helpful for maintaining health. And the commercials sometimes talk about it's a game that people can play up into their 80s. And a while back, I was playing on a regular basis with a gentleman who was 93 years old. So amazing what people can do when they set their minds to it.
No question about it. And I think the other area to people to consider is finding a hobby. Exercise would be a great assistance in helping you grow up or grow old in a healthy way. But a hobby may give you the ability to keep your mind functioning at a very, very high level, because it does require thought and compliance. And as you develop this hobby and learn more about it and get more involved, you're certainly going to feel more focused in what you've chosen to do, because it occupies an amount of time that you feel you can afford during the course of a day. And your day may be a lot fuller performing tasks, doing the hobby that you're doing. So I wholeheartedly encourage some kind of a hobby or some kind of function, even volunteering. If you went down to the local hospital or the local homes of assistance that people unfortunately have to go into. But if you can learn how to volunteer your time, that would also be most beneficial. So I think it depends upon each individual as to what you want to choose to do to make your life better with a whole lot less stress, less anxiety, better sleep, and a healthier feeling. And as Janet has pointed out over the many years that she's been doing radio and counseling people, eating the proper foods makes a great deal of impact on your overall health as well. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to Janet and I today. It's our last show of the week. It's Friday. And as Janet pointed out, she will be available next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center at 3105 North State Road 7 in the Penn Dutch Plaza Shopping Center. Janet, I want to wish you a great weekend, a very happy time with your family in Belmar, and hopefully you'll get a little bit of sunshine.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Al.
Take care and enjoy.
And thanks for listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. We'll be back on Monday, 10 a.m., and you can also listen live on Monday on your computer, www.wnnradio.com. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP, coming soon to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.